Hey, Catalyst crew. Welcome to Catalyst Corner, episode 91. I'm Evan.
And I'm Paul.
We've got some interesting stuff to talk about today. Had a con this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Back to the old Northeast Comic Con.
Want to talk about how AI is kind of bleeding into our reality a little bit.
Yeah. Again. Yeah, a little too much. It's uncomfortable.
Some video game news as well. That's what we got going today.
Yeah.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, staying on my healthy spree. I've been losing weight, getting healthy, feeling good. You know, nice get out on the weekend. So, I'm doing pretty good, man.
Good. You sound like you're in a good place.
Yeah. Life's working out. Sometimes you get that way.
I'm tired. You know, we had the con, this Northeast Comic Con.
Right.
Takes a lot. They take a lot out of me. But it's always nice to see you guys, and we had a great turnout. We saw a bunch of people.
Really fun.
Yeah.
And great thing is, we did really well out there. People were really supportive, great. Most of the people who stopped by got something, whether it was big or small. We really appreciate it, and that's what, funds us going to the next couple of shows, so.
I did want to talk about just something that I didn't realize, I didn't know how to deal with.
Okay, yeah.
So, we've been doing cons for a while now.
Right.
And you meet so many different people.
Yeah, there's a lot of personalities. I mean.
For sure. And,
especially conventions, like loud personalities are a bit like common thing there.
Right. Which is cool. I love all the different weirdness and the quirks and
weirdos
everything.
Weirdos are our people.
We're fucking degenerate. So.
Yeah.
What I cannot figure out how to deal with, though, is Muppets.
Yeah, people with puppets, they lock you up pretty good. I mean, great with it. But.
It's not that they lock me up. I just don't know how to. It's hard for me to have an interaction, especially from like an exhibitor standpoint.
Right.
With a Muppet, you know what I mean?
Right, because we're not necessarily. Like, we're selling things. We're artists there selling stuff. And you know what? You know what the people with the puppet never do? They never buy anything.
No.
Ever.
And
ever.
Like,
no one of the puppets ever bought shit at a con. I'm convinced of that.
And the thing is like, I get it. People love Muppets. People love puppets.
Right. They're
like,
cool.
I'm not shitting on the people with the puppets. It's just,
right.
It becomes this weird thing of, I love meeting people that are into what we're doing.
Right.
Right. I don't get to go to cons anymore as
just walk around and
as a fan
and talk to the guy with a puppet because it's funny.
Right.
Or
like,
fun,
I don't,
you know?
I don't get
that,
to.
That's not the perspective we get to enjoy.
No, I don't get to do that anymore. Right. Which is okay because that's what we've chosen to do.
Right. And overall, we get to go to more cons and still talk to more people and see all the cool stuff.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right. We get to, and I had some awesome conversations this weekend, but it's that thing where. I don't mind if you do your shtick for like a couple of minutes.
Right.
But you can't just stay like this is my business. When you go to work on Monday.
Right.
Like it's the same thing.
It's like, it's the only problems is when people don't pick up like the little subtle social cues. Like exactly. Like if you want to stop by, talk 5 minutes, hell, like I'm not even going to complain about like a little 10-minute conversation.
I don't even care I don't care if they get longer, if it's like a fan who's into the art and everything.
Right.
Like that's a whole different thing. But someone that's I guess someone that brings a puppet generally, it's like very cosplay, right? Like it's the same type
of thing. They're in character. Right. They're having this in-character conversation with you, and that's cool and that's fun. For a few minutes, but then
at a certain point,
we're not talking to our fans who are potentially customers.
And the thing is that when you are cosplaying like that and everything, I look at you more like you're part of the convention.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because
you're doing this for the entertainment of others.
Right.
So
you're putting on your own little form of performance.
Right. So just because it didn't you know, you didn't pay for the...
Which is super rad.
Right. And just because you didn't pay for the, you know, a booth or a space or whatever, you know, it, I still look at someone that's in cosplay or someone that is doing the Muppet stuff as in a different class as just like people that are fans that just go in plain street clothes that are there to enjoy the cons.
Right.
Right. Because they're not trying to pull the attention or anything like
right,
that.
Right, right.
So when you come up to our booths and, you know, you want to do your shtick for us, I appreciate it. Because, like, a lot of times it's really funny and everything. But you have to understand that we're all kind of in the same boat with this. And when, right. when you do that, I did pay for a booth and I need,
and
you know.
The only issue is when, like, they're not picking up on social cues. Again, that's just it. It's like,
right,
normally
but that
kinda, we're kind
of,
you know,
like. That, I think a lot of that comes with the territory or whatever.
I know. It, well, you know, people generally at cons, very passionate people, get overexcited
right,
into what they're
right.
talking
and,
about
and,
or
and
doing,
look,
you know?
It's not me shitting on anybody. It's just...
I know. We all get that way about
it,
the things.
Yeah, it's just...
About,
I think what it is because a
it
lot...
It can be tough, because we don't want to appear like we're disinterested or like assholes
no,
or
no,
anything.
No, that's
yet,
not,
but at
that's
certain point,
what
it's like
it is.
You shut down after it.
That's not what it is at all, and I think the other half of it is... Especially for our listener base and everything, like a lot of you guys go to cons.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, you know, I think the majority of you like don't have the sort of the viewpoint of the other side of the booth, so to speak.
Right, right. And I think I honestly, like, I could point my own younger self and not and like see the same issues or like accuse myself of the same problems back when I would just go to cons.
Right.
You know, because like again, you know, I see a cool booth. Maybe I've spent all the money I can spend for the day. I know I'm not going to spend anything. I'll go up to a booth that I think has awesome art, and I'll just talk to them about it. And like that's cool, and I'm sure that was a good interaction for them, especially now having owned or not owned, but partially participate in, you know, the conventions that we do. But. At a certain point, yeah, there's that turning point where, okay, I've rambled on, and now I'm not going to contribute, and, like, I've showed my support, but, yeah, you know.
The reason I brought this up is because I had a couple of people at this con, like, ask me, sort of ask me about this kind of stuff. They're like, oh, we're really interested in, like, what does it look like on the other side of the table?
Right.
You know? And it's like, there's... It's a lot of fun. Like, it's really cool to people watch. It's really cool to meet so many different people. It's awesome to see all the different costumes, you know. Sometimes the chairs suck in your gooch hurts a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. Both of us. Very
yeah,
tender
very
gooches
tender
after
gooches
that.
Right now.
Multiple days on the chairs.
But, you know, and then, you know, especially for me, I met two different people at this con that like work in t-shirt companies, and it's like I never get to geek out about t-shirts, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So it, you know, that for me is like really fun.
Right. So yeah, no, it is, it's cool.
Right. So you know, like
even just talk I talked to one of our neighbors, and I just talked to her for about like an hour about just how she's like blending AI into how she's like planning to go to conventions. What
yeah, sure.
Artwork her,
just
she
to be
does.
Clear, she's not doing
not AI
art. She's using the AI to do the shitty business stuff.
Right. No, she was like hand doing her art. Like she did like watercolor
yeah,
and
she
like
was like
pencil
painting there.
Or
yeah,
graphite
yeah.
art to make it sound fancy. And, you know, but just, you know, picking her brain about that stuff. And that's kind of like another awesome part of these cons is just like getting to meet the other presenters, the exhibitors, and like the ideas that they bring and how they run their businesses, how they're growing and expanding.
I wanted to talk about it because we never really get into detail with this kind of stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And people keep asking me, they're just like, well, what does it look like on the other side of the booth?
Right.
And that's what it is there, you know, just like any, at the end of the day, even though we're nerds and we're fans and we love all of this stuff, it is a business. And
it's like a networking event in a way.
We have to unfortunately make the money so we can keep doing them. And it's just like, you know, that's a stressor, right? We got to make sure that we're making the money back and then some so we can do the next one.
Right, exactly. One has to pay for the next, has to pay for the next, while also keeping the lights on in between.
Right. And the thing is, and you guys know this, and we've said this before, like, we hand make everything.
Right.
We try to keep the prices as low as possible.
Right.
You know, because I'm not trying to screw people.
We want full and total control so that we can always make sure things are right.
Right. And I just, it really, it kind of caught me off guard. Because again, even though we've been doing this for a while, you learn new things at every event.
Yeah, every show.
And I didn't realize that I guess I didn't have the skill set.
Yeah.
To deal with Muppets. Like that.
Muppets specifically. That,
right. That's another, that's something. Like,
tell me about it.
No, I just love that that's like the problems we face in our job.
Yeah, yeah. This is our life issues, is that your inability to handle Muppets.
Yeah, like it's just like, hey, you know, what are the struggles at your work? Oh, man, like I had to get my spreadsheet to my boss and he can be a real hard ass. What are your problems? I found out the other day I lack the skill set to deal with Muppets.
Yeah, my conversational ability really falters when I'm confronted with like puppets.
Yeah, I don't know how to shoo them away.
I don't really know how to pivot to sales.
Get gone, you Muppet. And the thing is, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You guys may think this is like a niche thing, like it's a one-off.
No.
You guys would be surprised how many Muppets are running around.
And the funny thing is, you make casual chatter with the other people too, like the other exhibitors, and they're like, they're all thinking the same thing. I don't know what to do.
No,
they're like, oh, please, God.
That's what,
no,
that's
fine.
What,
I don't know what to do if he comes over
that's
here.
That's why I wanted to talk about it, because it, like, we all just seem like...
It's like shell-shocked. You
yeah,
know?
And you see them coming, and it's, in just, the headlights, and it's just like, what do I do right yeah. now? Because... Again, like if I'm a fan, I want to talk to Miss Piggy all day, dude.
Right. You know again, that's mean? Funny. It's cool.
Fun.
You
it's
know?
A good time. But when Miss Piggy,
speaking of which, there was a Miss Piggy, by the way. The guy who came by, and again, I want to say, we like the puppets.
Oh yeah, they're cool. And it was a cool puppet.
It was a really cool Miss Piggy. It was like a really I talked to a guy, $3,500 Miss Piggy.
Right. It wasn't a joke.
No,
but,
you paid the big
but
bucks.
On the one hand, right?
The name.
Yeah,
name
I love seeing it. I love seeing it. But then when Miss Piggy comes over to our booth and then comes over the table.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a little concerning.
Right. And it's just like.
Yeah, because you know what the thing is?
Yeah.
We have like the little merch stands on our booth.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of us at our booth at times. You know, there can be me, Evan, Adrian will be there. Jim's been to some events.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when I need a little bit of privacy or a moment to, like, eat a snack at the booth, maybe I'll scooch myself behind a merchant. No, Miss Piggy right over the fucking top.
Yeah,
looking me in the eyes.
Yeah, it was like out of a horror movie,
I was trying
movie,
to get
right?
my
like
fucking
when you're hiding
space.
In the
I was
fucking...
like, oh, no. Dude,
so that, yeah.
Yeah, no,
that's the thing is, and,
yeah,
and
no
like,
respite.
You know, I know you guys
no
like
remorse.
Like here's the thing just to be clear you I guess you kind of can get used to anything.
Yeah.
So like
I imagine in time we'll get to say
no, no not even just that like this I want to start maybe doing a segment like this when we go to cons because what we think is normal
yeah
is batshit insane like cuz when you tell
yeah, I guess
people
so.
When you tell people that aren't like doing this stuff, right?
I guess, yeah.
It's
yeah,
just
yeah.
like,
it's
hey,
like
you know,
job.
Hey, how was the con? Oh, really good. But like, man, I really struggle talking to Muppets. Like,
yeah, yeah. Miss Piggy would not let me fucking go.
And then people are like, oh, is that like a?
Is yeah, that is a that big, like a thing?
That's like a big problem you run into.
Yeah, every day, honestly.
It's like, yeah.
Almost every day you'll have at least one.
Kermit showed up for a minute. Like, yeah. it's a whole thing.
Oh shit!
And you know what? It's not exclusive to Muppets. Like,
no,
sometimes
no.
you have an overzealous cosplayer too. That's like really method.
Real in
you know?
Character,
right? And they just, you know, they want to do their
Joaquin Phoenix of cosplay.
Yeah, they want to do Christian Bale of cosplay. Like they want to do you know, they want to do their little performance or whatever. And a lot of times it's like, great, yeah, can we? And honestly, we take pictures, like we get super excited.
Again, as a fan, when it's just like,
right,
go into the event. Dude, no, nothing
even,
cool.
Hold on.
And
even,
again,
even as like a right, vendor, we take pictures. We want to take your pictures. Like, we want to talk to you.
Right.
I will ask you about the cosplays and stuff. But sometimes I lack the skill set to deal with a Monkey D. Luffy that's like trying to steal shit from our booth because he's a pirate. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's like, all right, we're joking though, okay, right?
You're yeah. Good. Like, Gum, get the fuck back here.
Yeah, that's 1999, thank you.
So, like, yeah, no, do we have to, you know, do we have to do PowerPoint presentations? No, but, you know, we have to fight pirates.
It's remarkable how little my life's changed over the years.
Yeah, you know, so there are things, there are skill sets that I, like, maybe you learn them.
Oh,
the
man.
Muppet thing, though, like I've been mulling it over for the past couple of days, and like I just don't know how to, like I thought about getting a Muppet to counteract the Muppet.
Oh, you need a Muppet yourself,
right? Like,
yeah.
What I'll do is I'll have a vendor Muppet, and
yeah.
then when they bring the Muppet over, I'll bring the vendor Muppet out and just be like, "Well, it's 1999."
Yeah, I wish they could have seen the hand motions. So, yeah, that was great.
Thanks.
You'd be good
oh,
at
oh, yeah,
it,
I'm already
think.
Ready to do it. Like,
yeah.
And then the other thing is like, there's varying degrees of skill level, too.
God.
Like, the Miss Piggy sounded
yeah.
like Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
It looked like Miss Piggy. There was
kind of used the puppet to pull your attention away, so where you were looking at the puppet
right.
when they spoke, right? You don't see
yeah.
the mouth move.
There were, like, moments where the puppet was leading him and everything
right,
like that. Like, it was,
right.
You know, that's really entertaining. And then there were, you know, there's the little more amateur stuff that's a little more...
Yeah, yeah, not to point fingers, not to point
No,
fingers.
Everybody has to start somewhere.
Right.
But it makes it harder for me, because when the voice isn't different...
Not different than,
I don't know
you know,
who I'm supposed to be talking.
They have the puppet right next to their own face. So, you know, you always see their mouth going.
Yeah. But what do you guys think?
Difficult.
Like, are you guys.
Are you scared of puppets?
Not even scared of puppets. Are you guys interested in kind of us giving you that sort of inside to sort of these conventions and everything? Because I know.
Yeah,
the other
side of it.
I know a lot of you guys go to these things, but, like, you know. It is the other side of the table, and there is some fucking weird shit
yeah,
that goes on.
It's a different world.
All right. Well, that's. I just wanted to, you know.
Deep underbelly.
Yeah. Soft white underbelly of conventions.
Yeah.
I started doing meth.
Wow. You too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you have yeah. to.
Kermit gave me my first hit of meth.
Yeah, he pulled that hand right out of Miss Piggy's rectum and just,
it was
baggy.
Yeah, he had his little baggie and he's like, first one's free.
Yeah, well, I traded him a shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
As you do.
But no, we had a great time. It's always awesome to see other artists and see what people are working on. And like, Gary, who runs that con, does a great job. So shout out to Gary.
Yeah, I love that con. That's
yeah, that's
really
a great,
fun.
We have a lot of fun there.
We have so much to say this time around because we just have a lot of fun there. It's fun every time.
Well, just that, and like I feel like we're kind of getting to this point now where, you know, we're starting to recognize some of the con goers and everything.
Yeah, it's
like
getting
that.
More routine and comfortable.
Yeah, and again, like people were asking me this con. Mm-hmm. They're like, so what is it like on the other side of that? And I was like,
right,
well, we've
right.
had this podcast for almost 100 episodes. Like, I think this would be a good place to kind of inject that.
Yeah, maybe a little structure, a little format into it.
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, kind of fun to hear some of bizarre shit we have to deal with.
A little maturation of the show. I like it.
Mm. All right. Well, let's move on to a little bit of what's going on,
you know. Tell Jim my mouth touches this.
In the world. So, you know, we talk about AI sometimes.
Yeah.
And... You know how
I talked about it for business.
Yeah, I think AI. No. I think we should be training AI to do spreadsheets and not paint pictures.
Yeah,
that's my opinion of it. But again, it's not up to me. That's just my opinion of it. Now, over across the pond, as they say,
mm-hmm. What'd you tell me?
There's a gentleman who, I guess, feels differently.
How do you mean?
Than I do. Another businessman.
Okay. An entrepreneur.
Bit of an entrepreneur in his day.
Yep.
The name of his company is something along the lines of like the Grand Illuminati or something like that.
The Grand Illuminati.
Something like that. It's something Illuminati, right?
Crazy.
And which
Illuminati involved immediately.
Right.
That's
like
cool.
What a terrible name for a company. You're just like right off the bat, like let me just sow the most distrust.
Yeah. I immediately seem shady.
Yeah, so he's published, he considers himself a published author.
Okay.
However, he's had AI write all 17 of the published books.
So, had it write the books or help, like, edit the books?
No.
Or help
he gave it a prompt instead of write me a novel.
I see.
So, whatever. That's your prerogative. But he said, you know what I'm going to do? I want to have my own convention.
Yeah.
I want to have a convention about Willy Wonka.
I see.
And sure, why not, right?
I didn't even know there was an AI link to this.
An AI link. So, you know, if I said to you, Paul, hey, we're
I didn't. Okay, I didn't know the root of this was AI.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I said to you, Paul, I want to do a convention about Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Which I never would because I know the way that I would want to do it, we couldn't. We would be working day and night.
Yeah, I'd say how much for Depp and Chalamet?
I would just want it to be like a real experience. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. We need to get all the Wonkas.
Illuminati boy over here said, I could do it that way. But you know what would be better is if I just have the AI do everything.
What's the easiest fucking thing I can do? What's the lowest effort bullshit I can come up with?
So from the artwork.
Incredible.
From the artwork, advertising it, to the, he had like a script. You know, you would walk through it, so there's like a little performance.
Yeah, a little show.
That's all AI driven. Okay. Marketing was all AI. So shit's like spelled wrong and like...
This is like sci-fi dystopian hell.
Yeah, and it's like the funniest part is it's just like
there's full
it's not
attractions,
like he couldn't even pay for like the good version of Chat GPT, so it's not even like solid AI. Like there's misspellings and like in all the advertising and stuff or whatever.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
he didn't pay like the $20 a month fucking subscription to Chat GPT.
Right?
All
right, so then
oh yeah,
you know,
He's a frugal king.
Yeah, he gets his
big savings.
He gets his venue and everything, and like again, whether you think the AI is good at art or not, it's better at art than some, and it's, you know, it is what it is, right?
It's better at art than I am.
So he has these like very, you know, Willy Wonka looking fucking posters
candy
and shit.
Fucking
right, like people are really
lollipop
thinking,
fucking posters.
Yeah, they're gonna, you know, they're gonna have an experience.
They're
here,
gonna go,
you know,
there,
Wonka
eat
just,
some crazy fucking candy.
Exactly, Wonka just came out, so it's in it fresh in everybody's mind.
Right.
And so, you know, he charges £35, which is about $40.
Yep.
Per.
About right for, you know, a fun day for like
sure,
a
sure, like a convention, yeah, a little experience.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Convention,
yeah, sure.
Fair type thing. Yeah.
And so people start showing. He hires some people to play some parts.
Mm-hmm.
He hires 4 actors.
Yep.
Which should be a red flag right off the bat, but
yeah, that's not many.
So we have Willy.
Yeah.
We have 2 Oompa Loompas.
Yes.
And then we have the antagonist of this situation.
And what's their name again?
The Unknown.
Oh, I love the need for a threatening figure.
And you may wonder what the unknown looks like.
Yeah. What does the unknown look like?
So the or what the unknown is.
Yeah, what is the unknown? Yeah, I don't recall this from any of the Wonka films.
Lore, yeah.
Or, yeah.
The unknown is actually, he lives in the walls of the chocolate factory.
I see.
And makes chocolate.
Oh, he also makes chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, he has his own chocolate. And what does he look like, you may wonder?
Yeah, what does he look like?
He has a like a black robe sort of thing.
Okay, very occult already.
With a you know those like expressionless, like cheap little plastic masks?
Yeah, like the blank face mask.
Yeah, yeah,
type
yeah.
Things.
Except it's the shiny one.
Oh, it's like the chromed out fucking.
Yeah. And the wig is like a curly sort of afro-y long hair sort of thing. And the actor that was playing this.
So he's got like Danny Sexbang hair.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So the actor that was playing this, he said, how can I embody the unknown?
Yeah,
right?
What is the unknown like?
Yeah, Willy Wonka. Let's
see. Yeah, pull him up for me. I need to see this. Ooh. He was just like looming around fucking corners, getting in people's fucking faces.
Yeah, and there was
well, in like children's faces,
right.
I should say.
And there were like weird. There are so many funny pictures. If you guys Google the unknown Willy Wonka, like this one with Chalamet in there and shit.
Hold on. Am I fucked up? Am I fucked up for wanting any future iteration of Wonka
to include the unknown?
To include the unknown in some small fashion.
Like instead of there just like there's deviant art of it now.
Yeah, it's the fucking unknown.
And the thing is,
oh,
right?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Oh, it's... Look.
It's fucking insane.
So the kids are all with...
He's just looming behind curtains.
Oh, no. He does...
Candy
you know that, like, scary
oh,
like jerky motion that they
yeah.
do?
Like, like that puppet-like
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
stilted
yeah, yeah,
motion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it
oh,
was.
Oh, shit.
And so there's a video. There's a video of the guy who's playing Willy Wonka, right?
Yeah, okay.
Right here. That's
yep.
Willie. He's got long, long, long hair.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And the unknown comes from behind a mirror.
Yeah.
And Willy Wonka goes, "Oh no,
oh no,
it's the unknown."
Okay.
And it's doing the weird, like, you know, puppet movement, and you just hear the kids crying.
They don't know how to handle that.
Because, like, they're in this, like, they thought they were going to the chocolate factory, and it's like a brick building where you're going to get murdered.
Yeah, it's just all fucking, like, drapes and shower curtains fucking hung up
right,
to make
right.
a maze.
Right. It's just like, hey, I think we took a left turn here.
Yeah, is this really the event, or is this some sort of fucking serial killer's den?
Right.
Yeah.
This is another picture of...
Yeah, no, I've seen this.
You've seen Meth Oompa Loompa?
Yeah, the Oompa Loompa actress who just looks... Oh man!
Well,
she realized midway through
she was just like, "Oh no!"
So she just has like the most unenthusiastic, fucking over it face.
Yeah,
there's this fucking contraption that's, you know, I guess supposed
to
be for candy making. Yeah, but it looks like they're cooking meth.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's like a lot of smoke going on. It's a bad look.
Yeah, just everything about it, you know, and again, like the
yeah,
the,
and at the same time, they're being fucking haunted by the unknown.
Yeah, the unknown's popping up every now and then. You got Willy Wonka with like hair, like he had two different actors playing Willy Wonka. We had this guy and then this guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the thing of it all is, right, like the actors mm-hmm. came out afterwards.
Right.
And we're just like,
yeah. They
he
no
just
idea.
Gave us a script,
right?
That was gibberish, because the fucking AI wrote it. Like he didn't do anything.
It was nonsense. Yeah, I mean they took the job though.
Sure. Yeah, they did take the job.
They took the money. They
didn't get paid. They were supposed to get paid. He didn't pay them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You get paid in advance on those sorts of things.
Yeah, yeah. You know, or maybe the unknown took all the money. It's hard to say.
Maybe we should look at their shirts.
Their shirts already.
Maybe we need to have unknown shirts.
Yeah, maybe we'll do an unknown shirt.
Yeah, do you guys want an unknown shirt?
I think I want an unknown.
You're going to get one.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
We may do some unknown shirts. It does remind me of like Dayman from Sunny.
Yeah.
You know, like if that was like a real IRL thing.
But this is real.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If Dayman was IRL, this is what it would be.
The unknown.
Oh my God. It is just the most train wrecky shit. And like,
it's unbelievable. Really.
You know, and the guy that was like, so it was so bad.
I'm so glad this all spawned from AI.
Yeah, it was so bad.
You know, if you look at it, that is exactly like an AI generated fucking character.
Right, right. And it's not even just that. It's like,
like, why is it even an antagonist? It just makes fucking chocolate.
Yeah, I don't know. The AI wrote the script. Okay?
Yeah,
I can't help you.
Like, it's not attacking people. We don't know.
So, you know, like the parents and everything, you know, they spent all this money and they were pretty upset.
I'd be upset.
They called the police.
Yeah, call the cops. Fucking unknown came at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. To try to get their money back.
From the drapes.
To try to get their money back.
This is America. He'd have been shot.
Which they didn't. They didn't get their money back. And, yeah. You know, the guy who was running it went on social and was just like, oh, I'm so disappointed that, you know, my vision, I had bigger ambitions and I wasn't able to fulfill it. And it's just like,
yeah,
no, you're a fucking asshole who wanted to be lazy as fuck.
Yeah.
And use the computer and put zero effort into it.
Right.
So that's the state of AI right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just being used.
On the one hand,
again,
on the one
dystopian
hand,
shit.
Yeah, on the one hand, we have the unknown, and on the other hand, there's a sentient AI in the Google basement. So, you know.
So the unknown is only a benefit because it's so bad, it's hysterical that it's even gotten to this point.
Right, right. Well, it's like pink sauce, right? Like, remember that, like when pink sauce came out or
right.
whatever? It's the same thing.
It's only funny because of how bad it actually is.
Yeah, like the kids...
So, like, this shit's genuinely...
The kids walked in. It's just this, like, weird industrial
dystopian
building. Yeah.
Because think about it. When you were a kid,
yeah,
if your parents wanted to take you out to an event or, like, a fair or something, like, yeah, it might not be fucking amazing, right?
Right.
But you know what?
Right.
It was planned out by people, so there was, like, some semblance of fucking order.
Right. Right,
there
exactly.
was some semblance of like effort.
So like this
and, like,
is what they thought they were getting.
Care, yeah.
And
oh,
this
I,
is what they got.
Oh, Evan, trust me, I've seen it all.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
all
I've
right,
seen
all
it
right,
all.
All right.
It's I love it. It's like these advertisements of fantastical candyscapes with fucking
lollipops
butterflies
and
fucking
yeah.
stuffed animals
and it's the most AI
candy.
Just to be clear, it's the most AI looking oversaturated, overstimulating, like garbage picture.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking visual crack energy.
You would not be able, like, it would cost, like, it would be a Disneyland. That looks like a Disney World exhibit.
Yeah, if anyone's going to be able to bring that to reality.
Right. Well, like Universal or Disney would do that at their theme park.
Yeah. But on the other side, again, yeah, empty warehouse with like fucking
like
Party City tier fucking props
yeah,
set up.
It was just...
It looks like they bought like the Christmas like candy cane displays.
Right.
After the end of the year, so they were cheaper or whatever.
It's just the lowest effort.
All in a warehouse with sheets. Fucking goddamn hang-ups on the wall of, like, Candyland.
That's all AI art shit, too. He bought the biggest, like, sheet he could, and it's
like
an 8-foot sheet on, like, a 30-foot wall. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, it's so bad. It's incredible. So, you know, look out for the unknown shirts. We're going to be doing those. Yeah, I'll get to work on that. But yeah, I wanted to bring that up because I just can't, like, I get it. We're all using, you know, AI for certain things, you know, whether it's doing spreadsheets or pretending you're an artist or whatever.
Right. And look, you know what? Even for art, I'll say you can use it to draft art, but like figure out a fucking composition, whatever, but not for the end piece. If you use AI for end piece, don't call yourself an artist. That ain't it.
Right. You're more of an unknown.
Yeah, you're more of an unknown.
You gotta watch out.
He makes chocolate too, but it's in the walls.
He uses AI to make chocolate.
Yeah, he uses AI. That's
all
the
right.
Evil.
Let's move away from Glasgow.
Yeah. I had something I wanted to talk about. Because, we haven't talked. We talk about gaming here and there. But I haven't had a lot of games that I'm like truly excited about since MK. And that turned out to be fairly disappointing. And Street Fighter, which, I still occasionally pop on. It's actually really good. But you know what? I'm getting another fucking classic from Capcom. Always doing right by me. Dragon's Dogma. Coming out in, week and a half now?
Yeah, pretty exciting. They announced it, maybe 6 months ago, which...
Yeah, they didn't give... They're usually like that. They don't give people too much run up to the actual game
right
before they actually release it, which
right.
I kind of like.
And
you know,
and honestly, the first Dragon's Dogma is one of those ones that, like, when it came out, it was a sleeper.
It slipped under the radar.
Yeah, it's got a bigger following now.
Yeah, I remember exactly how I got into that game. It was literally 2 years after its release, I picked up at not a Blockbuster, but Jesus, because it was way too late for that, but some sort of game store, whatever,
yeah.
Probably like a GameStop or whatever, for like $30, and it just blew my mind. Came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
What an outstanding game.
And what's kind of funny is the way I picked it up was I beat The Witcher, and I was like, I need something else.
Oh, yeah, and it's right up that same niche.
Yeah,
here's
the thing. The Witcher 3 is better.
Okay.
But.
Disagree.
Well, you have to play Dragon's Dogma first. Let me rephrase that. Narratively, The Witcher 3 is better.
Okay. Agree very much.
Okay. The gameplay in Dragon's Dogma, just climbing on the monsters and shit.
Playing Dragon's Dogma is fucking fun.
Throwing pawns off cliffs. Like, everything.
Yeah. you've got to punish them. They're
bad.
Sometimes.
Yeah. If they don't do good, you got to really, you got to hurt them.
Yeah.
So Dragon's Dogma is coming out.
Right. And we both enjoyed the original.
Yeah, it's a great, it's good stuff. And I'm looking forward to it.
I highly recommend, play it if you haven't before the second releases. Dark Arisen, that's the full one. Play it, you fucks.
Don't play it and just play the second one. I know you don't have time. It's okay.
All right, that's fair. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Just keeping you in check.
All right, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, I've been hyped for the game. There's been a lot of content shown. It makes it look like everything it should be, an extension of the original that improves on the original design. But there has been one element of it that they've really teased us with this last week that I'm excited for.
What's that?
That's the character creation.
I like a good character creator.
I think everyone loves a good character creator. You know, you want your character to be a unique representation.
Yeah, I enjoy Ark's character creator because you can make some beautiful specimens.
Yeah, some absolute specimens.
Real heroes.
Some truly built different characters.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd venture to say that this goes a step further.
Mm.
Dragon's Dogma character creator is going to be used to create everything from angelic, perfect specimen humans.
Like perfect golden ratio, the whole thing.
Of either gender. Unachievable standards that will make you uncomfortable to look at because of their uncanniness.
Yeah, we could never achieve that. Yeah.
But primarily, it's going to be used to make fucking abominations.
Which is truly what you want. I mean, let's be honest.
I haven't had... It's downloading as we speak.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But I haven't had the chance to dive into it yet myself. I have been watching endless footage of it, though. And some of the abominations I've seen made, I love it. And okay, not even just abominations. People are making like photorealistic, accurate like depictions of celebrities, game characters.
Yeah, like I saw a couple of Gandalfs that I thought looked kind of interesting. There was a John Wick I saw that was kind of fun.
Yeah, people made some like really spot on like Shadowheart from Baldur's Gate 3.
The Timothy Chalamet's look
good.
Yeah,
Timothy Chalamet. Yeah, he can be whatever. He can be your Wonka.
Yeah. Nobody made the unknown. Like, I haven't seen an unknown yet. Yeah, I haven't seen the unknown yet, but I'm sure he'll pop up at some point.
Maybe that's my goal. Today.
That's you're gonna play,
I'm gonna get
you're
home.
You're gonna send me the unknown.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, you have all of that, like just fun little, you know, hey, your universe can be whatever you want.
Right.
And then on the other hand,
oh my god,
there's like goiters and fucking.
Yeah, there was like a very inbred Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, I loved it. The monkey that they did was really good. Like, and you
yeah,
can have like,
option for like
you can have wonky teeth and shit.
Yeah, they gave like a cat type people race. Yeah, you know, ostensibly for the furries, which is a huge market, and it's definitely a good move.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but yeah, just the options that adds in to make some really fucking bizarre shit. I love it. I want to see people making like fucked up Beast Titan looking.
Oh, I just imagine, because here's the thing, it's early access character creator right now.
Yeah.
I imagine when the game drops, we are going to get some specimens.
Yeah.
It's going to be like very Island of Dr. Moreau type of shit.
Yeah, the ponds you're going to be pulling. Yeah, another part of it is I guess it's like permadeath on the ponds now.
Yep.
So you're going to have to be pulling from this pool of like fucking goblins.
Yeah, just degenerate creatures.
It's going to be someone's like fucking sex doll model next to the most fucking deformed The Hills Have Eyes mutant you can think of.
Oh my god. Yeah, just the worst.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
No, me neither. Like that, I'm all about that. I saw Todd Howard. Someone did Todd Howard. Like, it just the potential for that is going to be...
It's so funny, man.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Yeah, I think that's going to be fun.
I like that it's just one small feature wrapped into a good game. It's good.
Right. Yeah, I think we're doing pretty good right now. I started playing...
March 22nd, Capcom, I love you.
I started playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun. It's great. They did a great job with it. I'm going to give them a lot of credit. I mean, you know, they got the open zones, but the zones are big enough that it feels open world.
Right. Yeah.
It's a real nice nostalgia blast because that was one of the big games. Like, you know, the crack that got me into gaming was Ocarina of Time. Right. Because I was a little younger. So,
dude,
like, that's like a little easier to digest.
That game was fucking incredible.
And then when I beat that, I was like shocked that I beat it because I was
what next? Where do you go from there?
Right. And then, you know, I played FF7 and I was just like,
wow,
whoa.
What a 1-2, dude.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man.
God.
Yeah.
Damn, what a time to be fucking alive.
You know, and you got people that hate everything. There's like, oh, they're changing the story slightly. It's terrible or whatever. And I'm just like, nah, look, the characters are who they are. We're pretty much on the track.
Same story.
Right.
Path,
and it's
really.
Just, it really is a nice nostalgia hit. You're getting great.
It's comfort food, you know?
You're getting updates of all the songs and everything. And there were some fucking bangers in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cosmo
oh, God.
Canyon, dude, hits hard. Chocobo theme hits hard.
Man like, with a machine gun.
Yeah.
God damn. FF7 had some fucking.
Yeah. I mean,
music.
You know, On Our Way hits hard. Tifa's theme hits hard. I mean, and then, you know, fucking Sephiroth, the goddamn.
Yeah.
It's really funny. Yeah, I mean, it's just.
You gotta do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. It's good, dude. It's
I like
good.
It.
They did a good job. Like, they should be feeling good about that. But. You know, it's just one of those things that, I don't know.
Brings you back to simpler times, you know?
Yeah, every now and then it's nice to dip a toe.
Hey, brings you back to like right when you just started gaming. What's simpler times? It's a little fucking boy.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lad.
Young man. But yeah, I'm enjoying that. So if you're into gaming, that's one to look for.
Yeah, I've had a couple coworkers who are extensively into that. I guess there's like a, is there like a collector's edition that was a couple $100s?
Yeah.
Yeah, a coworker of mine got that.
Naturally.
The fucking like 1/16th like statuette of fucking, yeah. Was it Sephiroth or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With yeah, like yeah, the yeah, wing yeah, and everything. Yeah. But no, it's a really good game. The graphics are good. Like, it's fun. I'm enjoying it. And I don't get to play that many games anymore. So, you know, to find one that I not only enjoy, but has some you know, length to yeah. it is a rarity.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Can you cross-dress Cloud in it?
You can cross-dress Cloud in the first one when you have to do that.
Oh, that. See, I okay.
Remember when you have to like bring him to the Honey Bee Inn and like pretend he's a girl so you can get him with the mayor so he can try to fuck her.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. Can I tell you something?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, you tell me.
I play on Xbox and you know this, so I didn't get to play it really.
Oh right, so I forgot. Yeah.
I thought I didn't know that part got covered in part one.
Yeah, they but they did cover it though.
I'm glad.
Oh yeah.
You gotta have
very that. Tasteful.
I don't want it to be.
It was fun. Let's talk about one more thing.
All right.
Before we,
I was about to go real fucking degenerate.
No, no. Today. Before we cut this one off, you know, I'm tired today. We're recovering from the con. Like,
yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, I didn't get to sleep. I worked a fucking sweatshop for 16 hours for weeks. Boo.
So,
you're a fucking crybaby.
Rooster right. Teeth is shutting down.
Yeah. You answer my provocations.
And for some of us, that's an end of an era.
Yeah, for fucking some of us. Jeez, that should be the. That's
I would.
That's
say,
early YouTube fucking encapsulated.
Yeah.
They made that fucking.
They were
platform.
Like playing on Blood Gulch and like doing. That.
Dude, they were fucking filming machinimas on fucking Blood Gulch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they made an empire.
Yeah, they grew it into something
fucking
incredible.
Empire.
Yep.
Owned by WB by the end of it.
Which is why it got shut down,
yeah,
because
it is.
WB
is a
is,
fucking dumpster
they're
fire.
They're really good at just ruining everything.
Yeah, they kill everything good that they touch.
Yeah, way
fuck
to go.
Fuck you, Warner Bros.
Yeah, way to go, David Zaslav, you piece of shit.
I fucking hate you.
I would slap him right in the dick.
I would cut his fucking throat. No, no, I wouldn't.
Whoa,
no, I wouldn't.
Whoa.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
He's just joking, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Easy, you psycho.
We're gonna cut that one out.
So anyway, Rooster Teeth is gone. They cut it out. You know,
all right.
they did it like a good farewell on social. I thought
yeah,
I thought
yeah.
that was pretty solid.
Yeah, fine. It's just a shame.
Yeah, you know, it's just another part of our childhood that's dead. Gone,
dead forever.
I don't know. Now you got me sad. Let's put this to bed.
No, no. Now we talk about it.
All right.
God, it. You know what, though? It's been a long time coming. Let's be honest.
I agree. You know, it is that thing where it had its day.
It had, yeah, the heyday of red versus blue, you know, early Ruby type stuff I've heard.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I was never quite into it myself, but I've heard great things, and I know a lot of people love it.
I mean, Red versus Blue is my
achievement
fucking,
hunter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Rage quit. Come on.
Yeah, it had an incredible.
I mean, eventually, even branching out, you had like Funhouse.
Yeah.
And they just had so many great creators on Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, a lot of people got their start there.
Yeah. And like over the years, they lost a lot of them. Like a big problem with it was like, you know, people
churn.
Would get popular
yeah,
on Rooster Teeth.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, well, now I can make more money as an independent creator.
Right, right.
You know?
I think they should have embraced that because it would have been a better formula for them. But
it probably would have. But again, they got very corporate by the end of things. And I think they just lost direction on what worked.
Yeah.
And
Warner Brothers is very like happy to shut everything down right now. So.
A big problem that I think they face with like how much they grew is that like they had so many creators under them.
Yeah.
They just had constant like fucking controversy. It was like, oh, this person's fucking fans, and then this guy's fucking fans, and then this guy's fucking cheating on his wife, or
yeah, it's just one of those.
This guy's talking to fucking minors or whatever.
It's one of those things where in this type of business, right?
Right.
You are exposed to 10-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds. Like, you know, there's no real age limit.
People aren't nerds and geeks and whatever at all ages, right? Like all sorts of cool shit or whatever.
And you
right?
know, like in most normal professions and everything, like a 35-40-year-old guy isn't talking to, you know, a 16-year-old girl or whatever.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, not, and again, if the 16-year-old girl's a fan or even vice versa, right? Like, if they're fans, that's okay.
Right.
But, like, you have to still have that line, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, professional distance, you know what I mean? And, like,
and that,
like
that
a normal
falls
human.
Apart sometimes, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, it's hard. Well...
No, I'm saying for them.
Oh, God, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, clarify that. Jesus Christ.
I know. I should have
that
said
that falls apart.
No,
know?
I mean, I think you... But you see
well,
that...
Hold
you,
on, what
hold
do you
on.
Mean?
No, but you see that yeah. happen with, like, other YouTubers and
yeah,
stuff, too.
It
seems to be a common theme.
And that's the thing is... When it's of the fan towards, like, the YouTuber or whatever, that's, you know, not right or good or acceptable, but, like, unavoidable in a sense.
Right.
And it's always up to the person in power, the YouTuber, the person who
Well, there is such a power dynamic there,
right,
too.
Exactly. It's up to them to dissuade this stuff, to put it down, to get rid of it, to make sure that it is known that it is unwelcome.
Right. Well, I just think keeping it professional.
Right.
Right. It's not so much
like
that
I said,
it's unwelcome. It's just like, look, hey.
Unwelcome
I
in
like,
a it, right, in
right.
the fashion that, you know,
I like that
it's
you,
inappropriate.
I like, right. I like that you like what we're doing.
Right.
But
it's
like,
you know, appropriate interaction, obviously, very welcome, you know? Encouragement, enjoyment of like what's created. Yeah, that's all perfectly fine.
Right.
You know, business,
let me
all
put
that.
It, let me put
professional,
it to you like this.
That's all
like,
cool.
Like
as soon as it becomes maybe overly personal, okay, time to shut that down.
Like we've had kids reach out and they're just like, we love what you're doing, right? And
right.
It's like, rad, glad you like what we're doing. I'd never be like, hey, how was your day?
Yeah, that's like, okay, well, hold on.
Right, that's like, what the fuck? I don't, like, not for nothing.
You don't need to know.
I have no business in asking a kid how their fucking day was, you know?
Right, right.
And I think that, you know, that has to be the line.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But it falls apart. Not just with Rooster Teeth, with
it's
tons of YouTubers and everything.
Quite a few, unfortunately.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I think Rooster Teeth had a lot of problems with that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was on its way out for a while, but, yeah, end of a fucking era.
Yeah, it is.
It was so iconic for such a long time.
It really was.
Rest in
peace. And, I mean, every now and then I'll rewatch some of the old stuff, and it's still, some of it's still pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. No. You know what I was planning on doing too is actually going through like the old Rage Quit stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it. That was some of the funniest fucking content. Again, they helped kind of build YouTube up with shit like that. That's what got huge views back in the day.
Yeah, it really did. I remember being a kid and like watching shit like that.
They had hundreds of employees or like well over 100 employees at their fucking highest point. Which is insane to think about a YouTube fucking based media company doing that number.
Well, Rooster Teeth, thanks for the memories.
Yeah, it was good while it lasted. You know?
Well,
shame about that Warner Bros. Bullshit.
Onward and upward. All right, so let's put this one to bed.
All right.
Paul, as always.
Yes. I make no content of my own anymore, but you can catch me at any of the shows that... that Catalyst is at. I go to them all. I'll be there.
All right, guys. So that's episode 91 of The Corner. You know where we're at. CatalystCrafting.com is the main website. Catalyst Creations NH is the Etsy store. I think the next con we're going to be at is Free Comic Book Day at Double Midnight in Manchester, New Hampshire. But I put in for a couple more. So if we get into those, we'll let you know.
We'll keep you posted.
But what do you guys think? Like, do you like hearing about, you know, what the other side of conventions and sort of being in this industry looks like? Would you like to hear more wild stories?
Yeah.
Would you have went to the Wonka Expo?
How do you deal with puppets?
Yeah. If you have a skill set to deal with puppets, please message me.
What are you going to make in Dragon's Dogma? Is it going to be some sort of creature?
Yeah.
Is it gonna be
are
an
you making
angelic entity?
Are you making beautiful people or Foot Clan? And, you know, Are you sad Rooster Teeth's gone? Is it just like putting down your 40-year-old
dog?
The old like,
Yeller
yeah,
moment?
Right, exactly. Yo, like, how do you guys feel about all that? Let us know in the comments. All right, crew. We'll catch you on the next one.